This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's been quite a week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. A lot of intense stories. The interview with Nico LaHood was really another watershed moment in the awakening, I believe, of parents, so that maybe we don't have to have more parents wake up the hard way, right, by learning the hard way that their children have just been injured or even taken from them because of vaccination. There's another story that's been simmering below the radar here on the show, and I'm aware of it, and I know folks want me to comment on it, and I really haven't wanted to cover it just because it's painful to look at. And this is about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the Sioux Tribe. And the battles going on there to stop this pipeline because of a lot of reasons. And I want to get into them, including Ben Swan did a good report on it, and we have that linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And I asked my good friend, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. She's from natureofhealing.org. She also wrote the book on Nature of Healing to look into it as well and report for me. And I appreciate Roseanne doing that. Roseanne, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you, Robert, for having me.
Now, you kind of understand when I reached out to you and I said, you know what, I know we need to cover this story. I just, it hurts me to watch what they're doing, the oppression of the Native American tribes. It's not a new thing. It's been going on for a long time. I don't even know which way to approach this thing. What have you encountered? Do you have similar emotions on this one?
Well, I've been posting stories on this all week because I think, like you and me, it pulls us in because we're watching this group of people, these Native Americans who've been persecuted for centuries, and we feel for their struggle. You know, our hearts are there with them. And because they're fighting to defend and protect the water, which is common to all of us. I mean, their right to clean water is our right to clean water. We're all natives of this earth. We're all natives because we depend on a clean planet for our mutual survival. And, you know, for whatever reason, the indigenous people are the ones standing up for all of us. The reason I believe that they're so strongly defending their land and their waters because they truly understand what's at stake. They know that all of us live here as caretakers of the earth, but most of us have forgotten it. And what they're showing is that we need to rediscover our sovereignty and free will through this experiment of continuous harassment and attacks, or we just won't make it.
There are a lot of layers involved here. You know, we've talked about the issue of personal sovereignty. Of course, Michael Badnarik, who teaches on the Constitution, talked about that as well. And here you have, the Sioux Nation, I believe it's referred to, the tribe there, standing, I think you said it's a Standing Rock Reservation, where not only the water quality is at stake, or the concerns for the water, but I think also even ancient burial grounds are talking about how this the pipeline is moving right through. And then whoever is behind the pipeline hired a private security firm. And I think what got me and a lot of people this week was that they came in with attack dogs and pepper spray. And they, you know, and some of the natives that were peaceful and nonviolent in their protests were being attacked.
Yeah, here the main adversary here is the U.S. government, and specifically the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, who, you know, actually in, I think in the late 1860s, It was this group of people who gave the land. They actually took the lands away from this nation. So the Army Corps has been an adversary from the very beginning. They're the ones who approved a path for the pipeline across the Missouri, this shortcut to deliver crude oil from North Dakota to Illinois and points further south. And it's the same length as the more famous Keystone XL pipeline. But it was originally supposed to cross the Missouri near Bismarck, but the authorities there worried that the oil spill, any oil spill there, would contaminate the capital's drinking water. So the white man's drinking water was at risk. So they moved the crossing to within a half a mile of the reservation. And across that land, that's the specific land that was taken from the tribe in 1958 without their consent. So they're worried, you know, they want to protect their water. They want to protect the topsoil that grows their food. They want to protect their artifacts. And it's, it would require digging up sacred spots and old burial grounds. And this is one of the main reasons why they recently went to the local government, went to the courts and asked for an injunction, because nobody consented with them to dig up their ancestors.
Again, that word you said, consent, the violation of the consent, well, that hasn't been given, is another common theme. If we look, I don't say this is a struggle, but it's a reality when you look back at history, and we look at the high ideals of our founding fathers, a nation set forward based on individual sovereignty, sovereignty of the people, not the government, not the crown, etc. All the government is sovereign as a nation, as we talk about under law of nations. But at the same time, we look and say, okay, we ran roughshod, or our ancestors perhaps run roughshod over the native tribes that lived here before us. And it's like, that's the history of history. Always this conquering, the ebb and the flow, the movement through time of a consciousness, of a group. Now, I'm not here to defend the concept of manifest destiny, but there is, how would we say this? This globe is here for experience, and we've been given free will. Even to
right.
screw up royally and to run roughshod over peoples, and of course to see it now when we have a consciousness shift, when we have an expanding awareness to say, you know what, we know this is wrong, yet this is still happening.
Yeah, I think, you know, when you open the show talking about a watershed week, a watershed moments, this is one, because this is all about water. It's about sustenance for all of us. And that's why I think we have to do things differently. We can't keep fighting in the old ways. And I think this group of people, Native Americans, the indigenous people, are showing us how to do it. They are not calling themselves protesters. They're calling themselves protectors. So if we can change the language, we already have a heads up or a leg up on what's been happening to us. I mean, instead of letting things happen to us, why not we take the lead? And that's what they're doing here, I really believe. There's 200 tribes and over 1,000 tribal members that are putting their bodies on the line. And it's supposedly the largest gathering of Native Americans in almost 150 years. So that is huge.
Protectors, not protesters. That's powerful, you know, using the language there, the way that vibrates differently. One of the considerations here with the Native American tribes and the reservation, they supposedly have sovereignty, yet in many of them are accepting certain benefits from the federal government in terms of monies that are paid to them. And I don't know, when you receive that, how you can truly be free or so-called sovereign, unless they could argue that these are reparations in some way to compensate for something. But in many ways, it's about controlling the tribes, not allowing or acknowledging or referencing their sovereignty. And here in the Dakotas with this pipeline, it seems that they're, you know, very much the current government willing to run roughshod over their sovereignty. Now, where is the executive branch in this? That's the treaty-making part of the government. Where is President Obama in reference to this? Has there been any interaction with the Sioux tribe and President Obama?
Well, earlier this summer, I believe the tribe organized a run. They had runners go from North Dakota all the way to D.C. with petition to help. They remember Obama's pledge in 2014 to be partnering with them to help them in any way. And so they delivered this petition to help them with this Dakota Access Pipeline invasion. And Obama did not receive it. They weren't, he didn't respond to it. And so now everything's, you know, they're trying to ask for help from the senators and the congressmen. And I believe Bernie Sanders yesterday came out with some kind of amendment to a water act that would require an environmental impact statement to prevent the access on the west side of the river. But the east side of the river access has already been approved. So that's why these bulldozers have come in and you know, unearthed so much, so many of the artifacts. The irony is that, you know, you're right. The indigenous people went to the courts. They went through their legal process, and they're running roughshod over them. Nobody's even acknowledging the legal process when they give a list of sites that should not be touched, and the next day the government uses that list to go ahead and unearth those specific sites. So there is no cooperation here.
Well, and if you look at effective ways to do pushback, we acknowledge that even though Native Americans have access to firearms, it's like you look at it and you say, well, they've got tanks and planes and bombs, and although it's not come to that, but the equivalent is, you know, they're raping the land in a sense. They're just uncovering the ancient burial grounds, potentially dumping, you know, I'm not going to say it's intentional that they would want to do this, but it doesn't matter if it's intentional or not. If it happens, there's been plenty of evidence of spills and leaks with these pipelines. I think the concern is a very real one.
Yeah, it's, you know, the law enforcement should be, where's the sheriff? Where's the law enforcement to help these people? But they have actually blocked a main road going to and from the reservation. And so it's blocking transportation, it's blocking people to get supplies. And the, I believe I read that the National Defense, the group who defends this country, they're actually supporting the law enforcement against the tribe. So I'm not sure who's helping them other than all of us out here who can send information or send supplies to them through GoFundMe campaign or another route. I think one of the women who was asked about this, she's married to a tribal member. She said, if we allow the oil company to dig through and destroy our histories, our ancestors, our hearts, our souls, and as a people, isn't that genocide? It erases their footprint from the world. They're facing the demolition of their own culture.
The erasing of memory, the erasing of history. This is something I want to talk to you more about. Roseanne Lindsay from natureofhealing.org is on with us. We're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline, the Sioux Tribe, and maybe what you can do if you're so moved to help. We'll be back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes. Thanks to Captain Morgan, robertscottbell.com, and of course you can get to natureofhealing.org and the book by Roseanne Lindsay, Naturopath, Nature of Healing. And, well, I think in the subtitle of your book, is it like heal the body, heal the mind, heal the planet? I mean, it goes very big.
Yeah, I mean, I think what we see on the outside is a reflection of what happens to each of us on the inside. So to the extent that we see problems of attack or disconnection between culture, between governments, between people, we really have to look at ourselves. And I think one problem that we're seeing, you know, between the vaccine issue, the vaccine mandate issue, and this issue with the Native Americans, is that we have been so conditioned to follow other people. We live in this group mentality, group think, like a hive mind, where we need, when we really need to see ourselves as individuals. And how do we do that in a political system that divides us into groups?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, collectivism is, if we could say it, the enemy of freedom. And yet, so many of our fellow Americans, if we could say it that, have kind of abandoned freedom in reality. You know, they kind of will talk, pay lip service to the concept, oh, it sounds great, and sure, I'm for it, but when it comes to really living it, then they want to follow authoritarians in that hive mind mentality and become part of a group. And very few people, percentage-wise, I guess you could say, ever, I guess, leave the tribe, because leaving the tribe means ostracization. Can I say that right? It means all the things that people don't like, because we all want to belong. And so, you know, and if I step back from it in a big picture, it's like we're all part of the human race, right? We say that. But what does that even mean? And how does that play out when we're also all individuals? We come into this world alone. We leave alone. And, you know, what we do in the interaction while we're here is it a collective? I know there is such a thing as a collective.
That's true. But, you know, neither government nor the police nor any law have any obligation to empower us as individuals. Police are not even required to protect us, according to Supreme Court law. Empowerment comes from within each person, just like love. Love comes from within. You don't see it out there. If you don't see it out there, you're not embodying it. So freedom comes from within. And I think the Native Americans, they realize they don't have anywhere else to go. They're on their land that has been carved out for them, basically. They used to have freedom of all the land, you know, like we think we own our property. Do we really own our property? We're seeing that they're embodying this struggle that we all face. What happens when the Native Americans are gone? Who is there to represent us as that free people? Are we really free? We build our reality. So to the extent that we have corruption out there, we are dealing with our own struggle of corruption within ourselves. We have to feel like we own our bodies, we own our freedom, and then we can stand up and come together as a community just like they're doing. These people are being drawn, maybe energetically, law of attraction, they're being drawn together for a purpose. And they're not coming with weapons. This is exactly what the government wants them to do. They want them to fight with weapons, which is why they hired a security force to attack them with pepper spray and attack dogs. There were people who went to the hospital for being attacked, including children. Now, is that a government that's there to protect the people? These people are free people who have no weapons.
Wow. I mean, again, more delegitimizing, if you will, of a federal bureaucratic oligarchy and police force enforcing a police state overview of the world, and it's manifesting out there against the Sioux tribe in this case with the Dakota Access Pipeline. The ownership concept is fascinating to me to discuss, and of course Michael Badnarik talks about that all rights derive from property, right? But the Native Americans tend to look at that not in terms of ownership but stewardship. I don't know how we can make the distinction. Is there any way to make sense of the two?
Well, they claim we're all caretakers here for the earth, and they're right, because without the earth, how do we survive? We have to come together as a community of earthlings, maybe not as Native Americans. We're all Native Americans. We're all Native earthlings, and just be in a state of what we want. What do we want? Do we want to be in a struggle for the rest of our lives? I mean, we came here knowing we weren't going to leave this planet alive. So we're going to die eventually, but how do we do that? How do we transition? The Native Americans know something that we've all forgotten. I think that we're eternal beings. We're just zipped up in an earth suit right now.
Okay, hold that thought. This is good stuff. We got to take a break. We're going to come back, continue our discussion with naturopath Roseanne Lindsay, natureofhealing.org. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was flung out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivora as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like, oh, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
990-1243. Rock in the health world. To the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I asked Roseanne Lindsay to hold her thought on something very profound. You said something like zipping up an earth suit.
We're here temporarily, and we are eternal beings that are limitless. We have our energy body and our physical body. So if we think like that, we have to realize that we're going to leave this planet through a transition called death one day. And how do we want to remember our time here? Do we want to remember it standing up for what we believe in, that we know that we're free beings, that we know these we're high vibrational beings that are being suppressed by a certain nefarious force mm-hmm. that wants to control us? No, we don't have to do that. We can rethink ourselves into a new world. We can forgive ourselves for perceived mistakes mm-hmm. That have made us small, and we can step up into our potential.
Here's something that comes to mind. In the case of even the private security people that are attacking the Sioux tribe, they're not protesting but protecting now, as we understand the terminology they're using and why. If you got them away from that and you started probably relating what the circumstance is, they might say, yeah, I know it's wrong, but I'm just doing my job. They might not say it that way, but that'll be the reality. Similar to when, like, we've got a lot of events coming up. The one that Ty Bollinger and I are going to do, the Cancer Prevention Convention up in Michigan. And she says that she's been getting a lot of blowback from the medical establishment there. They don't want to have this information get out there. I talked with someone else that's putting on another event. And at the same time, acknowledge that those people who are outwardly seeming in opposition to it, secretly, quietly behind, want to see it succeed. Many, much like what I found doing this show years ago, where I thought the doctors were going to hate it and hate me because of what I did, and then find out they're like, please keep going because you're saying the things we would like to say but we can't say, right? So there's a division in our psyche. You know, it's like half of an earth suit going one way and another, and it's like that's a difficult place to be from a psychological, emotional, or even spiritual place, that we know that many people may believe what we believe and really support it secretly, but their outward life belies that belief.
Yes, and everybody's looking for somebody else to do their job for them. They're looking to you to be the voice of health, freedom, and liberty instead of looking at you as an example and reclaiming their own voice. And it's time, so it's time, we have these earth suits on like I was talking about. It's time, they look like sheep. They're sheep. They're sheepskins. It's time to unzip the sheepskin, as Knocko Bear sings in his Medicine for the People song. Unzip your sheepskin and allow the wolf to come out. And this wolf doesn't have to be rabid. It doesn't have to be violent. It's powerful. The wolf is a powerful symbol. It's powerful.
You don't mess with the wolf, right? And
no.
That's a good thing. Like you said, it doesn't mean you have to go into violence, but you have to be willing. The posture we talk about, like Dr. Batar or even Nico LaHood, carrying that energy of don't mess with me. Go ahead and try, but it's not gonna go well for you. But what if you unzip that suit and it turns out it's a yoga goat?
Well, you can start as a goat and then you can work your way up the
right chain.
Well, yeah, why not?
Well, you know, maybe the yoga goats will help those people who are living those two lives on one level, deep secretly supporting a movement toward freedom, independence, liberty, health, and all of that, and at the same time outwardly doing jobs that work against those so-called stated beliefs that are quietly hidden from them. Again, that to me leads to such a schism in your psyche that you end up on psychiatric drugs because it just destroys you from within.
Well, we each have choice. We each have an ability to choose how we're going to lead our lives and what our life looks like. So our life looks like our choices. And some people are going to not choose to step out into their wolf skin. Some people are going to choose to stay where they are, and that's fine. Everybody's at a different point. But so everybody creates their own timeline, if you can look at it that way. We create our own reality, and certain group of people are going to create the reality that they're going to see day after day after day. Not everybody sees that reality. You can choose your reality. This is all like this earth plane. If I want to go out on a limb here and say it could be like a holodeck. We're like, we create what we live. So we don't have to see this struggle play out anymore. If people choose to suddenly change their internal vibration to come into a state of peace, that's what you will manifest. And if all these people, we tend to attract like minds, like Mike P. That's why I'm here on your show, apparently. And if we can attract each other that way, we'll form these groups and that will ripple out. It's the theme of my book. If you heal the body, that vibration of healing ripples out to affect those around you, and you start attracting that to you. And so that's what we want to create. If that's what we want to create, let's start focusing on peace. Let's support the Native Americans any way we can. We're indigenous here to this planet, all of us, and it's our right to clean air, clean water, and clean land. And for those who attempt to take that away, it's only because we have allowed that them to take our power. We need to reclaim it. They, when they see this happening, they're running scared right now. They're going to become disenfranchised. Why do we have to be the only ones disenfranchised? We're not going to be disenfranchised anymore. They see the power shift, and they don't like it. This is what the struggle we see is really all about.
Yeah, this, again, thematically, it's following along with what Dr. Daryl Wolf, when we do our Detoxify Fridays together, talks about. You know, it can be very intense, the idea that you can withdraw from, you know, the battles, from the conflict. And really, these are only a reflection of inner conflict as they manifest outwardly. And it's tough to hear, honestly. Sometimes you look, it's like, dude, I don't want to see that in the mirror.
Right, but it really comes down to each of us and doing our own shadow work, identifying our own deficiencies and working on them from within by our thoughts and our beliefs, and then taking that to the action part. Mm-hmm. And people are stuck between their thoughts and beliefs and taking that first step to act on it. And people are stuck in fear, and that's where they want us to be. That's why they're pushing against in all directions against us, from supplement, you know, new supplement laws that restrict our ability to choose supplements, to raw milk, to vaccine mandates, to taking water rights away from people, or destroying water so we don't have any. We can't use the water. This is all about rethinking ourselves into that power and not letting them get away with it.
What do you think about the coming out of someone like Nico LaHood? He didn't have at least a conscious outward decision initially. I mean, he had no idea about this, really. He had his suspicions. He witnessed his son move into the autism spectrum after the vaccines, and then suddenly the movie Vaxxed came into his life. He watched it, and it was so stunning that he now knew he had to speak out. I mean, it was a decision he still could make to not, but he chose to speak out. And many parents that have been in this battle, if I can call it that, for a long time, trying to, perhaps if it's not get validation, some kind of remediation for what has happened to them. They see a guy like Nico come along, and they're strengthened by this. Why does that happen?
Well, it's like he said, he has truth on his side, and he also has no fear. So he got rid of that fear shadow, the shadow that prevented him from speaking out. And his son was the one that, you know, motivated him to do that. His son was the trigger. So all of us have triggers. It just depends on when we decide to, you know, act on that.
What's your trigger? Sometimes it's how much pain can you tolerate, right? I always talk about women have usually a higher tolerance for pain than men. But then again, we're all stubborn in our own way. When I was 24 and made the decision to live differently, to eat differently, all of that is because I decided I'd suffered enough. I don't like what I was experiencing. I didn't like what I was experiencing, and I finally saw maybe there's a way out of this. So I made a decision to switch. Now, the diet, lifestyle, et cetera, is switched because I believed differently in that moment. And, you know, with each new injured child, you know, the potential for that shift even in an even greater way is on. And that's why I talk about waking up the hard way. I perceive that we have enough families, enough children who have been injured that at any point we could look at it and go, you know what, I'm going to learn from their experiences. But for some reason, many of us will say, no, that's, I don't believe it, and until it happens to them. And that's the case of the tragedy of another child being injured or killed in this way.
Yeah, I think it's our kids that are showing us the way, unfortunately. We have to see somehow, and for many of us, we don't even see ourselves. So how can we act on things that we can't see for ourselves? But we can see our children. And when their bodies are damaged or they're injured from an event that we see, like point A causes point B, the vaccine causes this damage, we act on it because something inside of us called the soul emerges. And I think we have to treat our body as the temple of the soul. We have to see ourselves as more than this physical being, and that's where we have to go next. I mean, that's what Nico LaHood is doing. He's saying, you know, it doesn't matter what people think of me anymore. I'm not afraid of what they think of me. What are they going to do, come and kill me? I'm here to protect my son and protect my children and maybe be a voice for people who are still in fear. This is what you look like when you're not in fear.
Wow, that's powerful and well said, too, because That's the, you know, in answer to my question about why do people get strength from that? Because they're shown living examples of the potential, of the possibility, of the reality. Much like when I was given a choice to choose healing in this lifetime, and the way I chose it, it was because I had an example who was alive who had been as sick or worse than I was, much older than I was, much healthier than I was. And I said, if he could do it, I could do it too. They look at Nico, that's why he's a dangerous guy to the pharmaceutical, medical, and vaccine establishment. Because he's become a living example of, I am speaking out, and I'm speaking out, and I'm not afraid of whatever you try to throw at me.
Yeah, and that's just what you did too, Robert. You decided, you know what, I healed myself. We're all healers. And I'm going to use what I learned and speak out, use my voice. And I think if each of us can do that, we're so much more powerful than if we just hold back and, you know, just live our lives out and try to be safe for ourselves. Because really, we're all connected to each other. We're connected to the planet. And as we heal, the planet heals. We heal everybody. That's how speaking out helps everybody. And you're doing a, such a miraculous job, and you helped me in my own journey of speaking out. My own disease of profound hypothyroidism was a sign to show me that I wasn't speaking my truth, and here I am on your show. So
cool.
anything's possible.
Well done. And thank you for reporting on the Sioux Nation and that issue up there in Dakota. Links are in the show notes if you'd like to support that group. There are links there as well. RobertScottBell.com. Thanks. As above, so below. As within, so without. This is the concept that's greater than any of us, and we're just here to let loose on it. And I appreciate your help, Roseanne, today doing that.
Thank you. I'm honored.
All right. When we come back, I got Super Don to wrap it up in only the Super Don way after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, special thanks to Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath, and natureofhealing.org is where you can find her. Of course, the Doc of Detox, that's Dr. Daryl Wolf, docofdetox.com, and the International Training Institute of Health, ITIOH.com. Check it out. Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Captain Morgan, thank you for a great Freshman Friday. And Super Don, heading into the weekend. I know you're going to be doing a road trip soon. We'll talk more about that later. But I gotta hit the road up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, a little after the show.
Well, there you go, and thanks to your weather report, we all know that you probably want to bring a sweater,
a ski parka, right?
A ski parka,
right?
Only you would need a parka.
Yeah, I got to keep things really cool here. I think they're calling me with additional weather reports, so we'll get to that. Listen, let's do some animal stories to wrap up into the weekend. I always like
that. Why not? There's always animal stories in the news.
Yeah, first story out of Massachusetts. A man breaks into a home and paints a dog purple.
Oh.
Yeah. You break into a house to paint the dog purple. What are you a big fan of Prince? What's going on up there in Massachusetts that he would do that?
Yeah, well, you read the article, and it looks like it was a breaking and entering. Guys tried to steal a car.
Yeah.
But for some reason, at some point in the act of doing all of these things, he took a break to paint their dog purple.
Mm-hmm. And was the dog happy about it? Probably not. He was charged with animal cruelty, breaking and entering, assault and battery on a police officer.
Possession of alcohol, I see here. Possession of alcohol. So the guy, that, and he had some prescription drugs.
Okay, so he was out of his mind. Why? Poor dog. Purple dog. Was he a Minnesota Vikings fan? I don't know. We don't know. That's a mystery. That remains a mystery.
Strange.
That is definitely odd news to leave on. But we've got a couple of other stories here. Remember yesterday we covered the yoga goat story. People really liked that story. So yeah. I figure we gotta visit goats often because people enjoy that. I don't know if this is a billy goat, but it's in Adelaide, Australia. A goat living among a mob of wild kangaroos has become the poster animal for, I don't know, what is this movement? They're saying, leave Gary the goat alone. It likes to live with kangaroos. It's fine. It's happy. Leave Gary the goat alone. What are they going to do, abduct Gary, protect him from kangaroos that have no problem with him?
No, and that's what I was looking at. But apparently they are, there's a developer there is wanting to use that land to build a housing development. So what they're wanting to do is basically save Gary and his kangaroo brothers and sisters so they can remain in the habitat that they're in and not, I guess, relocate them or whatever.
Yeah, the goat relocation program. Yeah, maybe. Right. You know, if he was trying to hide from, like, the goat mob, he stands out like a sore thumb.
Yeah, you don't exactly blend in. But you know what? It's actually kind of cool to see him hanging out with the kangaroos.
Yeah, it's like interspecies friendships. I got no problem with that. You got a problem with that?
I wonder if he hops around like a kangaroo.
That would be funny to see. All right, final story on the water. We're going to go out in the water here. And this is also, I think, down under. Noosa Heads, Australia. Interesting story. You got to see this picture. These two kayakers, they're like on kayakers where you use the paddles to go the one paddle, right? And evidently there was a wallaby out in the water, and he felt like, oh, my gosh, I better rescue the wallaby. He's just swimming in the water. The guy's picking up this wallaby by the tail. And
oh, boy.
Yeah, that's a problem because these things, wallabies are smaller kangaroos. And I know Aussies are going to probably get me for that because of the nuance that I don't know. But anyway, this guy's getting the living you-know-what kicked out of his head by this wallaby going, what are you doing? Grab me by the tail. Bam, 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 bam. And then a jet ski operator to the rescue. Is the poor guy also not only got almost knocked out, he lost his
fishing.
Well,
the bottom line is they rescued the wallaby.
Yeah.
But the headline is what's great here. This is one of those crazy headlines. Jet skier helps kayaker being kicked in the head by rescued wallaby. Wow.
Yeah, you don't see that headline every day.
No, no.
Yeah. I remember a kid's song. I don't know, who was it? Was it Raffi? Fun Songs with Raffi or something? You ever remember him? He has a song, Willoughby Wallaby Woo, an elephant sat on you. Willoughby Wallaby Juan, an elephant sat on Don. Yeah, there it is. So I have a wallaby song. Right, yeah, that was it. And you would just change the name, you know, Willoughby Wallaby Morgan.
Is this one of those, like, long time ago where the guy would sing the songs with people?
Yeah.
He had, like, the mustache and the goatee, and he was, like, a big singer.
Raffy,
I think I know who you're talking about, yes.
So there you go. There's the Willoughby Wallaby song just for you, Super Don, and the kids out there. Glad.
And I got sat on by an elephant. Thank you.
All right, folks. That's it for now. Heading to see in Ann Arbor, Michigan with Ty Bollinger. We'll be back live from Ann Arbor on Sunday. In the meantime, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.